Jesus would just want you to invade. 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 Invade, Jesus. Invade. Overwhelm us. Overwhelm us. Tonight. with your beauty, with your majesty, with your splendor, as we behold you, Jesus. We find ourselves undone. You are so beautiful, Jesus.
Awaken me.
get a little closer. Experiencing your purpose in life by looking into your eyes.
favorite one, my beloved one.
of truth to come confront every lie.
Jesus Christ, we want you.
Truth.
We want you.
We release the truth.
Jesus Christ.
Jesus, you are the truth. You are the way. You are the life.
You are holy and true. You are holy.
Ignite the passion in your church.
You are holy.
Ignite the passion, Jesus. For your purposes,
you are holy.
Ignite the passion for your purposes,
holy,
for the works of righteousness.
Holy, holy, God, you are holy.
We yield ourselves
holy,
to you.
God, you are holy.
We yield ourselves
holy,
to you.
God, you are holy, holy. You are
all
holy,
our bodily members,
holy,
our mental faculties,
Jesus,
we yield to
holy,
the leading of the Holy Spirit.
Holy,
we say yes to the truth of God. Stir us up, Lord. Stir us your purposes, Jesus. We say no to distractions. We say no to the things that are trying to grab hold of our attention. We set our eyes back on you, Jesus. Our eyes back on you. We've died for this world, but now we live a life for you.
Bride, that you Stage and praying. We really felt like we were supposed to just hit heart intimacy and just the romance of God. And you know, if you don't have, you're not cultivating intimacy with God, and you know, that's the real reason for, and the real purpose, number one purpose in our life is the intimacy and the love to just go after Jesus. If you don't have that, I just encourage you to go after the love of God. I really feel like, you know, the Lord is just beckoning me to just say this, you know, to encourage everyone to cultivate the just intimacy and the romance with Jesus. Because if we're His bride, we should be in love with Him, right? We should be preparing as a bride. And sometimes we can get so distracted with and preoccupied with other things in our life, you know, family, work, and other spiritual activity, ministry, but really number one is the love of Jesus. It really is a place where you transform, because His love transforms us, and it's the fastest way to transformation, really. It's just being in His presence, just looking in His eyes, and because His gaze is so piercing, and He knows you. And when you're in a place of just waiting with Him there, He just begins to share with you. Because He knows you, He begins to share with you about you. And, you know, all the things that hinder, they just come, they just simply fall away, because you begin to understand now that, hey, I don't need this in my life. And I believe transformation through intimacy is really, I would say, quicker than, you know, by... If you're trying to find a way to transform and grow in God, you know, intimacy with Jesus is really the key. And if you're looking for that. So I just wanted to bless you guys and just encourage you to go after Jesus hard again. Let the passion be ignited in you again, and the zeal of God just consume you. You know, there are times where we can cool off a bit, you know, and there's times where I cool off a little bit, you know, but I stir myself up. Like, no, it's not going to happen with me, you know. I remind myself of just those encounters I've had, remind myself of the fire of God and of the love of Jesus. And right away, it really does stir me up. And so remind yourself of those encounters you've had. Go over, you know, just... remember the times of visitation. They really stir you up. They really make you go after God. So, well, God bless you guys. We'll see you. Thanks for coming out. We'll see you on Sunday at 10 a.m.